Not only that, I'll walk you through it step by step. This will be a practical step-by-step walkthrough of a system I use to bring in over six figures in revenue every year for my micro-agency Design Hero, using an automated system which runs itself. It costs £0 to run, and took me about 4 hours to set up. I'll show you how to set it up, and the daily actions to take, to deliver a steady stream of reliable leads from existing customers. I still vividly remember the manic fear of not knowing where the next job was coming from. I remember the desperate sales calls, the prospects extracting shamefully low prices, and the tumbleweeds of being ghosted. This rising desperation leads to all sorts of bad decisions like lowering your prices, offering discounts, taking on bad projects, overworking and more. Strategy be damned, I just need a client. This stage of solopreneuring can be incredibly painful. The lack of stability and predictability is stressful. I'm fortunate to operate from a position of surplus leads, which allows me to be more selective about whom I work with. I like to work with purpose-led entrepreneurs who have some kind of vision beyond just make the money. I like to work with someone who wants to make some kind of positive impact. I like to work with someone who is organized and driven. Of course, I occasionally still have periods where I start to get that niggling worry that I'm quoting too high and I won't make quota. There was even a period last year where I broke my own policy and went below my minimum investment amount, and bugger me sideways, did I immediately regret it. Every guru tells you why you want to work with higher paying clients, and it's true. Higher paying clients pay more. They are easier to deal with because they are organized. They know what they want because they are driven. But you can't pick your clients if you're still scraping the bottom of the barrel to survive. You have to take what you get. It took me over 10 years to reach a point in my business where I felt I could reliably count on decent leads coming in every week. It will take me 10 minutes to show you something it took me 10 years to learn. So I hope you find this useful. The problem with relying on social for leads. You may be surprised, but less than 1% of my leads for my design agency come from social media. To say I don't enjoy social media is an understatement. Social media is a great business tool, but it's also an addictive distraction, not only from effective work and a blocker from happiness and life in general. I'd rather spend my time doing other things. Here's the issues I regularly see from my students who rely on social media. 1. Risk. The problem with social media is that you don't own your audience. It's a high-risk platform. Algorithms change all the time, and even big creators can find their income has halved overnight. 2. Time. Some people get good leads for creative services from social, but to me it seems like a hell of a lot of hard work. There's a full-time job just in editing what you do into content that can be consumed in 10 seconds. Many people spend half their time doing the work and half their time trying to promote the work on social. That means no time left for working on growing your business. 3. Distraction. Unless you have a system and are very organized, it can be hard to be consistent on social media. Your mind is always drifting to your content, so it's also distracting you from your business. The quality of the leads that come from social also usually require a lot of nurturing to turn them into customers for complex, high-ticket, qualitative services. I mean, this won't be true for simple products or simple services. That's a lot of stuff you don't need in your life. The good news: if you're a knowledge worker and you've been at it for a few years and you find yourself stuck in a feast and famine cycle, you are sitting on a goldmine of hot leads who already trust and value your work. Referrals are high value leads. Everyone forgets referrals are work that comes from existing customers or from recommendations within your network. These are the highest quality leads you'll get. They trump leads from any other source because they have already worked with you before or have heard praise of your results from someone else they trust. So they don't need convincing, they are ready to work with you and only you. This means you save time prospecting, nurturing and pitching. You walk into the room already established as the trusted expert. Eventually, you reach critical mass where repeat work and referrals keep you ticking over and reduce the constant pressure of finding new clients. This lets you quit the hand-to-mouth stage and using that reliable income to start investing back into the business. You're not asking for work often enough. Most people do referrals by intermittently checking in with their past customers whenever it occurs to them, or ask people they happen to meet at networking. If you don't ask, you don't get. You need to be asking X3 more often than you think, and you need to remove yourself from the process so it happens whether it occurs to you or not. You've built up a bank of goodwill with previous clients and your network by being useful and helpful. Now it's time to cash in by making a tiny ask in return. We can turn this ask into a regular, automated task that still seems natural, but before we can set up a system, first we have to figure out the system. When I described this system to one of my students, Catherine, she understood the importance of this and how it would give her the stability she needs to grow the business, but it seemed like such a big task, she blanched at setting it all up. Big tasks sometimes seem scary because they mean getting out of our comfort zone. They can seem so scary that we prefer the familiar, albeit uncomfortable, position that we're currently in. And that's why some folk never grow past feast and famine. But don't worry, it's actually pretty simple. Here are the steps you need to take to get a steady stream of leads flowing from referrals. Micro actions to set up a referral system. 1. Create a basic list of prospects. 2. Write down your pitch or offer. 3. Reach out to prospect at set intervals. 4. Automate the process. 5. Let's dive into each step. Create a list of prospects. You already have a leads list. Create a database of your prospects. Prospects can be anyone you know. Create a spreadsheet of your contacts who fit the following. 1. Previous clients. 2. Previous inquiries. 3. People with related services. 4. Super connectors who know many of your ideal audience. When I say database, everyone thinks about complex software or tools like MailChimp or HubSpot. But Excel will do just fine. I like to add columns for where I first made contact, what their pain point is, plus notes from our previous contact, so that I can personalize any communication. Write down your pitch, work out your offer, write down what you offer and how it will help them. Your elevator pitch should be maximum of 3 lines. You'll need to tailor it or wing it depending on whom you're speaking to, their specific pain points, etc. This is where it helps to understand clearly your 1, your audience 2, their problems 3, the solution, your offer 4, the value it delivers. If you need help with this, I have a free workbook for creating a pitch for your offer. Go to lifebydesign.online/free/ and download the killer offer worksheet. Here's some pointers. 1. Keep it short. 2. Inform, never sell. 3. Highlight the benefit to the referral. 4. Never ask them if they need it. Ask them if they know anyone else who needs it. 5. Get used to hearing no a lot without letting it affect your ego. This is a key skill most people never learn. 6. Best time to call is about 20 minutes before lunch or an hour before close of day. People are bored and seek distraction from work. 7. Never call during busy periods such as mornings or end of day or at lunch when people don't want to talk. It's so important to position yourself during the call as the expert advisor. Don't sell, just give them advice. Tell them what they need to invest to get the result and let them take it or leave it. If you want to steal my system for the perfect sales call, I'll be writing about that soon. Take action, start dialing, start reaching out to your prospects. Don't overthink it. Just keep your pitch in front of you, pick up the phone and start dialing. But if you're just starting your solopreneur journey and you're struggling for leads, then you have more time than money. So calling works best as you can do all of this at the same time. 1. Do something that nobody is doing anymore. Calling. 2. Build a personal relationship. 3. Impress them with level of service. 4. Feel out their pain points. 5. Refine your pitch. Before you can automate and systemize your referrals, you need to know what you're systemizing. You need to refine your system and you need to gather data. So doing lots of calls equals many iterations equals faster improvement on your pitch. It's pointless spending ages writing your pitch unless you test it and refine it with real people and real reactions. You need to be asking far more often than you think. Once a quarter is enough, without being annoying. Remember, we want consistency over giant one-off efforts. The first time is hardest. Call someone and speak to them on the phone. It's like working out. At first, it seems impossible, but anyone can do one sit-up once a day. So build that muscle. Work this habit into your schedule. Everyone's situation is different. 1. You might say you're going to do calls for 1 hour a day. 2. You can commit to, I'm going to call X1 client on my lunch break. 3. You might beast mode X5 calls a day for a month. It doesn't matter. But whatever you decide, schedule it and stick to it. Automate your follow-ups. If you have 10 existing clients, calling isn't a massive burden. But as you grow, you'll have more prospects. You'll be so busy that you won't have time to call new leads, I hope, or have the luxury of time to do phone calls. So now it's time to systemize what you've learned and switch to an automated emails or DM system. Doing this manually is too haphazard. You need a system to track and manage your referrals. Here's an automated referral system. It's a simple automated email sequence that runs on repeat. The emails are short, text only, and written in conversational language. Here's what it looks like. Launch sequence. 1. Ask for testimonial. 2. Testimonial nudge, if not received. 3. Testimonial nudge 2, if not received. 4. Check in to see how they're getting on. Referral sequence. 1. Month 3. Ask for referral 2. Month 6. Ask if they need help with anything else 3. Month 9. Remind about referral program 4. Month 12. Check in to see how business is going 5. Repeat these X4 every year. How I built my referral system. I use ClickUp as a second brain for my design business. The platform for your system doesn't matter. You could recreate this on Notion or MailChimp or ManyChat. I'm going to walk you through it all in a video soon. But first you have to understand the system. On ClickUp, I create a task for each prospect. I use custom fields for the client name and email address. I create statuses for each referral contact stage. I create a view with swim lanes for each status. Prospects move from column to column through the swim lanes. Each time they move swim lane, they get an automated email checking in. 1. Sometimes it's a general check-in to see how they're doing. 2. Sometimes I'm asking if they need me for anything. 3. Sometimes I'm asking if they know anyone else that needs me. In ClickUp, the emails come directly from my email account, not via MailChimp or ConvertKit. This is a personal email, not a marketing message. I personalize the email with their name, business name, via the custom fields. I send a request about every 3 months, one a quarter. This is often enough without being annoying. Once they reach the final column, they move back to the start. But remember, it's not just previous clients you can ask. Other prospects you may not have thought about. Failed inquiries. I also plug previous inquiries back into this system. You wouldn't believe how many inquiries have passed on a proposal, gone with someone cheaper, or had a bad experience with another agency. 3 months later, I send that check and boom, I'm back in the game. Super connectors. Who can connect you with many of your ideal customers? These are called super connectors 1. Agencies 2. Influencers 3. Related service providers 4. Networkers 5. Group owners. These need a personal touch. It may be worth a call. There is no magic bullet for leads. Don't believe the gurus. It takes a long time to build up your network. For me, this took 10 years or more. I'm not the most social person, so my network is very small, and I don't do any face-to-face networking whatsoever. You might find it's quicker. Networking is a skill and requires patience and persistence, but most people want the quick win, so they go for ads or social marketing. But if you can play the long game, referrals are best source of leads for conversion. My results from this system, I track my inquiries source meticulously. Here's a breakdown of my inquiries by source for Design Hero. 16% referral, 78% SEO, 2% social, 4% other. It's not just about quantity though. Lead farming is a quality game. I also keep a record of my close rates. Referrals tend to close far better and for far higher project values than other forms of leads. 78% of my inquiries come from SEO, but 16% of my SEO inquiries turn into customers. 16% of my inquiries come from referrals. But 40% of my referrals turn into customers, which means that although referrals deliver less leads, they turn into customers at a higher rate. Plus, take me less time and money to pursue. I've also noticed they also tend to be better customers who work with me for longer and spend more and trust my judgment. So the hottest type of leads you'll get are also the most overlooked. If you haven't considered referrals, it's time to start taking them seriously. Here's a secret for you. It's 5 times easier to sell to previous clients than find new ones. The goal is to have so many leads that you can cherry pick the best clients, increase your prices, and turn away more than you take on. If you've been in the game a while, hopefully you'll get referrals. Of course, this means you have to do good work, and more importantly, your customers have to have had a good experience. So you know why referrals are so important. So how do you get them? Short answer, you ask for them. Key insights for solopreneurs. A. There is no silver bullet for leads. Leads don't happen by magic. You have to analyze, plan, and then take action. But take action consistently, not when you're short of work. If you want to avoid feast and famine, build a system which delivers consistent leads. Apply the 80-20 rule, find what source of leads works best for your business, and double down on it. Create daily actions which delivers those kind of leads, work those actions into your schedule, and repeat. Consistency is more powerful than grand gestures. Daily reminder for solopreneurs. It's 5 times easier to sell to existing customers than to chase new clients. How to take action in the next 5 minutes? Create a spreadsheet of your contacts. Start pitching them with your offer or with your referral incentive. 1. People you know in your niche. 2. Previous clients. 3. Previous inquiries. 4. Super connectors who know your ideal audience.